This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, and it is time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Sasha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is the first time I'll be doing this not in the leisurely comfort of my kitchen, so I think I'm about to discover how much harder it is in a high-pressure situation.
Right.
Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
So the intended answer was 38. That's because each number in the series is the sum of the digits in the previous number plus that number. For example, for 28, you would add 2 plus 8 plus 28 equals 38. A number of different answers were submitted, but this was the only simple and clean one.
And we had more than 1,200 responses. The winner is Marilyn Rogers of Austin, Texas. Marilyn, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I've been hoping for this day for many years.
I assume that means you've been a very long-time puzzle player?
Yes.
How long?
Probably 20 years.
Really?
Oof.
So, yeah.
Marilyn, this puzzle was a math puzzle, and I hear you solved it in 2 minutes, even though your day job does not have to do with numbers.
That's correct. I am not a math person. I'm a word person.
What kind of word person?
Like Scrabble, crossword puzzles. I used to be a speech-language pathologist, so I'm very much into words and talking.
Marilyn, are you ready to play this puzzle?
Yeah, let's hope it's a word puzzle.
Will, I have a pen and notepad down. I'm going to try to do this with Marilyn. Take us away.
You're all set. Okay, it is a word puzzle, Marilyn. This week's puzzle is called Big Mo. Every answer is a word or name in which the second syllable is an accented mo. For example, if I said absorption process, you would say osmosis.
Got it.
All right, number one is love or hate?
Emotion.
Is an emotion, right. Number two is a Japanese robe.
Kimono.
Uh-huh. Home of Pango Pango.
Don't know.
In the south, in Polynesia? An island in Polynesia?
Still don't know.
And it's also the name of a Girl Scout cookie?
Samoa.
Samoa, is it? Good.
Thank you.
How about a stuffed Indian pastry?
That's not coming to me either.
I think I know that one. Is it samosa?
It's a samosa. Good. How about a cocktail often served at brunch?
Mimosa.
That's a mimosa. Unable to move.
Immobile.
Good. Hullabaloo.
Is a...
Loud disorder.
Commotion.
Commotion. Good. How about a prestigious college in Claremont, California? Starts with the letter P.
Nope.
I can help with this one. Yeah. I have a friend who went there. Pomona.
Pomona, good. Reduction in rank.
Demotion.
That's right. Former name for Taiwan. Starts with the letter F.
F. Formosa.
Formosa, good. A popular anti-diarrhea product. It's a brand name.
Imodium.
Imodium, good. Now, in the last answers, it's the third syllable that's an accented mo, and your first one of these is a train engine.
Locomotive.
Oh, good.
Right? How about a formal statement in support of someone's qualifications?
Recommendation?
No, it's got to have a mo in the third syllable.
Is a...
I was thinking commendation, but that's not it.
Not quite it. Starts with T.
You like in Tom?
Yes.
Testimonial.
Testimonial, good. And your last one is a chip dip made with avocados.
That is guacamole.
Guacamole is it. Good job.
Marilyn, you were really good at that.
Oh, it is a lot easier when you're just laying in bed listening to the radio.
So, Marilyn, for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. And you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Marilyn, tell us, what member station do you listen to?
KUT.
Marilyn Rogers of Austin, Texas, thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you very much.
And Will, tell us about next week's challenge.
Yes, think of a well-known food brand. Add the letters W, O, and W, then rearrange the result to name another well-known food brand. What is it? So again, a well-known food brand, add W, O, and W, rearrange the result to name another well-known food brand. What brand is it?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, November 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sasha.